This podcast helps you to understand changes to food and diet in Britain since 1900. Welcome back to the Young Historians Show. Today we're talking about changes in food and diet over the 20th century. Now, young student, can you tell me a change that happened early in the period?
Yes, the laws on food adulteration at the end of the 19th century. That made food safer, and imports from abroad made it cheaper.
OK, so what happened next?
Reliable canning was a big change. Canned foods became more common in the early 20th century, and people liked them because food kept longer and didn't go off. The other big change was how food was sold. Chains of grocery stores like Sainsbury's became more popular because they were open every day and their stock was regular and their food was reliable quality.
You said that food was getting cheaper at the end of the 19th century. Did that continue?
Oh, yeah. Food got much cheaper and wages went up at the same time. So the proportion of their income people spent on food fell dramatically. And that was with the new luxuries they were buying. Most people could afford things like chocolate and jam, which they hadn't been able to afford before.
And did anything change?
Yes, the Second World War brought huge changes. The imports stopped, so the focus was on producing as much food as possible in Britain. Food was rationed to make sure that it was fairly shared out. Although people missed their luxuries, the diet of the poor actually improved under rationing as they were eating a more balanced diet.
And since then?
Since then, most people have got better off and nearly everyone has a fridge, freezer and microwave, which has meant that people are shopping and cooking differently. More women are working now too, so convenience foods and ready meals are more popular. And immigration and foreign travel has meant that tastes have changed and foreign foods are really popular now. We don't think of pizza or pasta as exotic, but not that long ago, they really were new foods.
So is all our food perfectly safe now?
Well, it's much safer than it used to be, but there have been health scares like BSE in beef or mad cow disease in the 1990s. These problems were eventually solved, but at the time they were big news and affected sales. And antibiotics. Animals are given lots of antibiotics and there's a risk that the bacteria will become resistant to antibiotics.
Thank you, young student. Plenty of food for thought here. See you next time when we discuss the quality of the air in the 20th century.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder & Stoughton.